Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 6th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about today's mass protest in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter MOE frequency and on the 4930-15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voindebele.com, and at www.voashona.com.
If these demands are not met, if you don't meet these demands, mukasati pindira ma demands edu nemutoo watakumbira, we are shutting down again. And so, government, the ball is in your court. Chiti pindurai, we are ready to close down again within the next few days. And so if we are not hearing from you, government, next week on Wednesday, we shut down. And this time we add another day, Wednesday and Thursday. We are not playing and we ask you to take us seriously.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening, we are talking about a must stay away in Zimbabwe.
Zimbabweans heeded a call to stay away at home, with some staging public protests to express their dismay over the current deteriorating economic situation in the country.
Most schools, businesses, and other entities were closed today. In Bulawayo, 75 people were arrested, 19 in Harare, and in Victoria Falls, there were 15 people, mostly whites, including a Belgian, were also arrested.
Protest leaders are demanding that President Robert Mugabe should step down for allegedly failing to properly run Zimbabwe. They are also crying foul over human rights abuses, the abduction of protest leader Itai Dzamara, the proposed introduction of bond notes, import ban on basic commodities, and the disappearance of $15 billion in diamond revenues, among several other issues.
Yabambe isulukanda balingalithona njani tingapha lojonga hayi siyaphila sibili uqinile foto
ah ngiqinile
yeah kuhle kakhulu
uchonile
yeah kujalo foto yeah lapho nje ke sicoka ngalokhu ukujengisela okwenziwa eZimbabwe sizizwe abantu abanengi abayanga emsebenzini abantwana besikolo kabayanga esikolo kuzobuya ke abanye bebevimbe emgwaqweni besithi sebediniwe ngokwenzakala elizweni bakhona njalo bathi umongameli Robert Mugabe kumele achaye phansi ngabasamfuna abantu bathi kwesehlulekile sibili ukuthi abuse kwele Zimbabwe njalo kulabanye abakhonona kakhulu ngaloko kuthiwa impahla ezivele eSouth Africa kumbe eBotswana kumbe kwamanye amazwe akusamelanga zingene eZimbabwe kunenga kakhulu abantu abakhala ngakho
ndizozo wongu nasi vano vanga vachigununguna nezvakawanda sezvataurwa nemwangu Gibbs nyaya yekuti nyika hanza haisi kufambiswa zvakanaka iwa tikukurudzira kuti mutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe vasiye chigaro nekuti vakundikana kufambisa basa kwotiwo vari kugunun'una nenyaya yekuti $15 billion yakawanikwa kubva mumangoda inonzi yakatsakatika kwoitawo mutemo uchangoiswa statutory instrument 64 wa 2016 uri kurambidza kupinzwa kwezvimwe zvinhu zvinonzi aiwa zvinokwanisa kugadzirwa nemakambani ari munyika vanhu vari kuti makambani emunyika ngaatanga asimuka muzoti moisa mutemo pane kutanga maisa mutemo musati magadzirisa zvinhu ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvataita kuti tinzwe vanhu vachipinda mumigwagwa tanzwa kuti kuHarare kwasungwa vanhu vanosvika 19 kuBulawayo kwasungwa 75 Victoria Falls kwasungwa 15 kusanganisirawo chimwe chizvarwa chekuBelgium hanzi vazhinji vavanga vari vachena vasungwa kuVictoria Falls mapurisa anga asati atipa huwandu hwevamwe vasungwa kune mamwe maguta asi magweta eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights tataura navo achiti aiwa tiri kumhanya mhanya takabata maguta ose tiri kuedza kubatsira vasungwa ivava nekutananisawo nyaya dzekutyorerwa kuvanhu kodzero dzavo ndo nyaya tichakurukura nasi
I think right now we've got our first guest and that is Mr. Javet Moyo the secretary general of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Tell us what happened today in terms of workers, you know, boycotting, you know, work and all those kind of things.
You might be aware that workers belong to various organizations here in Zimbabwe. They belong to churches, political parties. There are many civic organizations operating in this country where our members take part or are members there. So a lot of workers became part of this exercise or this action that they are not going to report for duty today. Mm-hmm. So we also took part as workers. We did not go to work in response to this crisis we are in as a country, loss of job, economic meltdown, corruption. You can name the issues developing this country. Mm-hmm. So workers thought they needed to send a message to the authorities that they have not acted on this crisis for some time. We are suffering. So I think this is the beginning of the action. Mm-hmm. So today, yes, we did not report for duty.
Hmm. But how effective is this method or a form of speaking out, Mr. Moy?
Communication is always in a different ways. People communicate in different ways. I think this is one form we are using as to whether it is going to achieve our objectives. It's something which we can look at in the future and maybe re-strategize, but we are not leaving anything on the table. So it's one of the issues, it's one of the forms of communicating in terms of whether it is going to meet the desired objectives is something which we have to discuss as we move on.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Moyo. Gibbs, we also have Ms. Isabel Monzora, who is a member of the hashtag Tajamuka, and she's based in South Africa. Welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk, Ms. Monzora.
Thank you very much.
Maybe gives you something to yes. welcome here with you.
Ms. Monzora, tell us, you know, we are told that even in South Africa, you actually joined the kind of action, you know?
Yes, we did, actually. We had a small, we had a demonstration at the Zimbabwe consulate in solidarity with Stairways in Zimbabwe.
So what did you do exactly in Johannesburg?
Okay, we had a demonstration. And even though the consulate was closed to the public today, mm-hmm. we felt it was necessary to still go there in solidarity with the people who were staying away at home in Zimbabwe. But we'll also go there again sometime this week if our logistics are in place. Then we present the consulate to them with a memorandum of the issues which we are concerned about.
Mm. Maybe Mr. Moyo, you can explain maybe nechineshona kuti kuratidzira kwaitwa nevashandi pamwe nevamwe vabatana one vashandi kusaenda kumabasa kwakakosha zvakadi tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika.
Kwakatokosha nenyaya kuti mungatarisa kuratidzira uko hakuna kukokwa kana kuorganizwa tingatine organization ingangoti imwe chete ireaction inobva kuvanhu vakatosiyana including isisu vashandi tingati izvarongiwa neZCTU zvarongiwa neZinasu zvarongiwa kana nepolitical party maZimbabweans ati tanetsekana nezviri kuitika paupenyu hwedu. Tinofanika tichiona tichiacta tisamirire misangano munozviziva zvemaorganization kuti kana vachironga maprograms zvekumbosewita musangano vanhu vangangofunga kuti tinomboratidzira kuti hatisi kufara nezviri kuitika saka ndizvo zvatiri kuona zvichiitika nguva yapfuura iyi hakuna organization ingangoti ndisu varizive nyaya iyi. Vanhu zvavo vari kurwadziwa nekutambudzika nekuoma kwezvinhu. Upenyu tinorarama nawo mazuva apfuuraya, kushayika kwemari, kushayika kwemavasa, kushayika nemunhu wekuti kana wadaidzira akubatsire. Saka tiri kuti kumaauthorities tionei kuti tiri padambudziko. Hurumende iri kuita zvei maona zvaitika kuBidebridge uko kuti vanhu vairarama nekutenga vachitengesa overnight, votaurirwa kuti hakusina zvinhu zvinopinda munyika. Zviri izvo zvinhu zvinoita kuti tirarame zvakati chipei. Munoziva kuti maindastry yetu akatovhara kudhara, zvinowanika munomu zvinodhura. American dollar yacho inonetsa kuwanika. Vari kusouth africa kana vachida kuti vatumire hama dzavo zvinhu, vanofanira kutumira nezvinhu zvacho instead kuti vatumire iri mari. Zviri nani kutumira grocery yacho, motaurirwa kuti grocery yacho haichakwanisi kupinda munyika. Saka ireaction yaitwa nevanhu.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. You can welcome Honorable Joseph Chuma.
Yes, I guess Honorable Chuma, you are on the line right now. And how is Bulawayo? Are you in Bulawayo or Harare?
I'm in Bulawayo.
How is it going there? We are told many people did not report for duty today. So are you one of them?
Right. The first thing that I must note is that the organizers of this event had said that it's a stay-in. People must not go to work. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was supposed to be a voluntary thing whereby someone should decide whether they want to follow suit or otherwise. But now, to my surprise, these people now go out to sort of force people not to go to work if they want to go to work, if they choose to go to work, which I think then defeats the whole purpose of the whole event. I was thinking that they were going to be democratic enough to let people choose. The ones that want to go to work, let them go to work peacefully. And the ones that want to open their shops, let them open their shops peacefully. But I was shocked that, for example, in Zelazi, a shop that was actually been closed was broken into and people were looting in. And then it comes back to my point yesterday, which I was speaking with Kwanan, saying that, you see, all the time, these things are always hijacked by criminal elements and certain other things that are undesirable. It should be a free will thing. But if someone feels that they want to go to work, and bearing in mind also that most of the people now work for themselves, so how do they then stay away from themselves? How do they end their living? So if someone wants to go on and do their work, let them be allowed to do so peacefully. And let those that want to heed your call peacefully as well. But that's not the case. That is not what is happening on the ground. Companies are actually being barred from carrying passengers that want to go and transact their normal business. So then you ask yourself, are we being democratic about it? Are we really achieving what we really want to achieve? Bearing in mind that our economy is already frail, do you want to then now finish it off or something?
But Honorable Chuma, reports we received, especially from Bulawayo, were that actually the police were dispersing people, even beating up people who were walking to their workplaces or were gathered waiting for transport.
That's a total lie. It's a total, total lie. What happened is that in Makokoma, because I actually went there to also observe and see, people started burning tires, throwing stones to the police who were... That's because the police, when there's demonstration, they have to come in and be there either to guide you and to protect you while you're doing a demonstration. But if you start attacking them, what do you expect them to do? So it was not a case of police attacking people. It was a case of police coming to control them. You know, you said your demonstration is about staying away from home. So why are you mobilizing and coming in? Because the people are mobilized, going into town, causing havoc now, wanting to throw stones to shops, and try to break into shops in Lobengula Avenue. And that's not what their call was. Their call was to say, let us stay away from work, let's stay at home. So why are you then mobilizing and marching towards town? Why are you disturbing those that want to do their business?
Gibbs.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chuma, and stay on the line. Now I am told that we are joined by Pastor Ivan Mawarire of the hashtag This Flag. Pastor Mawarire, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Now tell us, how did the stairway go, you know?
I think we are thankful that the citizens responded to the call and joined in as with their comrades to shut down and stay away, as we all spoke to the government to say enough is enough with corruption, injustice, and poverty. And we believe that it was a big success today.
Mm. So what are you going to do, what are you going to do next? You know, people are asking that question. What happens after this?
Well, I think what we have done is that with the team that we have on the ground, mm-hmm. We have already put out a statement today through our usual channels, and we're continuing to push out that statement. And we have said as citizens, we have made a stand today and drawn a line in the sand that we want government to respond and to respond accordingly, to deal, number one, with the issues of corruption that are within government, particularly the issues of corruption concerning government ministers. These ministers must be brought to book and must be relieved of their duties as well. We've also made a demand concerning injustices. The police on the roads are harassing the citizenry, they are harassing the public transportation, and the police seems to be using this as a way to raise funds. And we have said we need government to stop that forthwith. We have also made a demand on that issue of injustice for civil servants to be paid their dues on time every month. And then we have also made a demand concerning the situation of poverty in the country. We are demanding that the import ban be lifted immediately. We are also demanding that bond notes become something that the government removes from ever wanting to do as well, because it affects the citizenry. And then we've said that if these demands are not met, we are going to shut down again. So far, we have put out the date of Wednesday and Thursday next week if they do not meet the demands that the citizens are putting out. And if that changes, we'll be letting the citizens know.
Mm. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Stay on the line, Pastor Mawarire. Vajafet Moyo, tichitarisa zvataurwa na Honorable Chuma pamusoro penyaya yekuti vanhu vanga vachimanikidzwa. Munofunga here imi kuti vashandi nevanoe nhengo dzenyu vamanikidzwa kusaenda kumabasa?
Kwete, ndizvizivi zvaari kutaura Honorable Chuma kuti sangana nazvo kupi. Asi vashandi vakawanda ndivo vadecida kuti urongwa huripo vanotsigira. Ndambotaura kwekutanga kuti vashandi vanobelonga kumaorganization akati one day, saka it was on their initiative to join protest. We are not aware kuti kune vashandi vaimanikidzwa kuti vaende kumabasa. Tinavo vamwe vaienda kumabasa vakatodzorwa nemaemployers avo. Maemployers achiti chidzokerai kudzimba, hatisi kuda kuti property dzedu dzipisiwe kana kuti hakuna business nhasi. Saka hatina mareports evanhu vamanikidzwa zvavo. Ndiri kudzinzwa ipapo zvichitaura.
Gibbs, maybe you can throw a question.
Singabuza kubaba Chuma singakai kunkosazana Monzora. Baba Chuma yazwela lapha kutwa abantu kade bengadonswa ngomkhala ukuthi bakwenze khonoko. Ngamafutshane ungathini ngakhonoko?
Right, engakusho ukuthi bona nxa besithi bajene nabantu laba, vumelani abafuna ukuhamba amakhombi ahambe free, kungabe labantu abatshisa amathaya, kungabe labantu abafaka imbokodo emgaqweni. Then yikho lapho zakuthi ye into yethu ihambe kuhle ibe le mpumela endle. Kodwa nxa usufake amathaya emgwaqweni, wafaka amathi emgwaqweni, ususethisela phela abantu. Abantu sebethi besisaba ukuthi singaphuma lapha singaliqeba sesishaya kumbe sishayele izimota zethu. Kodwa mina into engiyibona e-right kuna, nxa ufuna ukwenzela kwana, kwenzeni yinithi nizihlalele endlini lithule, njengoko elikutsho nalifuna ukuhlala endlini lingaye emsebenzini. Lingasangeni phela ezitaradini lifake lishisa amathaya, lifake imbokodo emgwaqweni. Then sizakuthi hawu angoke ukuzenzakele kodwa okuyinto lokho.
Mhm. Siyawuza kakhulu ke Juma bamba konapho.
I was very disappointed to find out that even pharmacies were forced to close. People are sick every day. People will not stop eating because there's an event. And then you find that, like, for example, in Bulawayo, we've got our emergency pharmacy, which normally operates until 10. It was closed. So where do people then buy medicine for their sick ones? And then it becomes a life-threatening situation. Is that correct, you sure?
Mm-hmm. Siyawuza kakhulu ke Juma ubambe konapho. Let's go back to Miss Isabel Monzora. Miss Monzora, were you actually forced by somebody to actually take part in this stairway?
No. I was never forced at any point to come to the demonstration. And I'm actually thinking right now that what the right honorable is saying is probably half the truth. I'm then thinking that had I been in Zimbabwe, because unfortunately I'm in South Africa right now, but had I been in Zimbabwe facing the unreal truth of an import ban which prohibits me from sending food for my family, we are in Zimbabwe. If I was looking at Vice President Mbogo staying in a hotel for the past 2 years, while civil servants are being told that they will get their money in July for a June salary, and if I was looking at my fellow Zimbabweans being brutally attacked by the police, like what was happening yesterday and other days before, I really would have loved to have a peaceful demonstration, but sadly it wouldn't have happened that way, because honestly, with such a situation, you cannot expect normalcy in an abnormal situation. What he's saying, I really don't want to agree with him right now. Thank you.
Mm. Thank you so much, Isabel Monzora, and thank you for joining us today. We are going to release you so that you can do other activities. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, so let's go over to Mr. Mawarire once again.
Mm-hmm. Maswera sei, Pastor Mawarire?
Taswera maswera, baba.
Taswera mvunzo mkuru, watiri kungowana mzewe zedu izvozvi. Urikubva kuvateereri wedu ndewekuti kumangwana zvakamira sei, taona zvaitika nhasi, ramangwana rakamira 1-1.
Isusu taona zvakakodzera kuti nhasi tabudirira. Takanga takakumbira macitizens musi wa6. Ndo wataka kumbira, pataka tanga, chikumbira cheti kati msua 6 ngati bata ni tisaenda kumabasa. Ndo kubata budirira. 6 wapera, isu taona taka zaka kuzera kuti ngati chiti isusu kune urumende. Zunu zatara ambira kuinda kubasa nasi ndezviri, taka zutaura, takati corruption uwori. Tika pamsoro pa izozo injustice, kusabati kwa zwakanaka kwa vanu ni urumende yavo. Tika zutinjikare poverty. Tishirwa kutambura kana kuti namu nematambudziko arikuwanikwa nevanhu. Pacorruption ipapo tabatati tava kuisa mademands, tava kuchidemanda kune hurumende yedu kuti mazviona zvataita nhasi pamwe chete savanhu. Hatisi kutamba, upenyu huri kutirwadza. Saka pacorruption pauori hurumende tiri kuti isusu maministers vane huori vatiri kutoziva nevamuri kuziva ngavabviswe pamabasa, vomiswa pamberi pematare yedzimhosva. Ngazviitwe izvozvo nekukurumidza. Chechipiri, tikati mapurisa amakaisa pamarodhi vari kutora mari dzavanhu hazvisi zvunhu zviri right, hazvisi fair izvozvo. Ngavabviswe mapurisa iwavo. Pamusoro paizvozvo, panyaya yeinjustice, tiri kuti isusu macivil servants vanoshandira hurumende vabhadhare mari dzavo vanhu ivavo. Tozoenda panyaya yepoverty kana kuti nyaya yekutambura kwavanhu. Tiri kuti isusu kurambidzwa kupinza zvinhu zvechikafu zvanga zvichiitwa nevanotengesa nevanhu, kurambidzwa ikoko ngakubviswe nekukurumidza. Toti zvekare mabond notes ari kuda kupinzwa ngaabviswe zvekare, hurumende igadzirise nyaya iripo chaiyo chaiyo yekuti mari dzedu dzakatorwa uyezve vagadzirise ikonomi. Izvozvo zvikaramba, tiri kuti isusu seruzhinji rweZimbabwe macitizens, kana varamba kuzvipindura kana kuzvigadzirisa, tiri kutarisa zvekare kuti vhiki rinouya tawirirana neruzhinji rweZimbabwe tichavhara nyika zvekare. Iye zvino tiri kutarisa kuti tichavhara mazuva mairi kuti vanyatsokunzwisisa kuti tiri kuda kuti nyika yedu inake.
Mm. Aiwa maita basa Pastor Maori. Gibbs, as he had mentioned earlier, when you asked him the same question in English, he's just saying it's up to the people to decide, but because they had requested just for one day, which is today the 6th. But if nothing changes, then maybe next week it will be 2 days, depending on what Zimbabweans are wanting.
And we wish to advise our, you know, listeners and viewers that what you're watching on Facebook right now, we suspect that that has been hacked, is not actually what we're broadcasting. Somebody may have entered into our system and put something different. So bear with us while we're trying to rectify that kind of situation. Baba Moyo, nxa usukhangele khonoko okwenzakale eZimbabwe, ubona zani kuyahlala kunjalo kuze kube nini? Kumbe ngokwalamhla sokuphelile yikho lokho. Baba Japhet Moyo, khona icingwani?
Kuyikuqala kokuhlukumezana nje phakathi kwabantu lohulumende. Unless uhulumende nxa eza kukhangelisisa ke lokho kukhathaza abantu. Sibone ngani izinto lezi ziloke zibuya ziphindelela, sike sahlangana lakho ngo-1999 abaningi bakukhumbula. Sasisiba lama sporadic actions kungala muntu bakho okhokhelayo. So asikwazi lokuthi elakusasa liyavuka linjani, ngokuthi abamakhombi labo balesikhalazo sabo, odokotela balesikhalazo sabo. UZulu balezikhalazo ezichiyeneyo, yizo ezivangile ukuthi bethi namhlanje lilanga elinje siyalivuma. Singazi ukuthi bayavumelana lokukhulunywa ngupastor yini ukuthi hayi kuphelile, sikusasa siyabuyela emsebenzini. So omunye lomunye uyazidecidela ngokuthi icathulo siba buhlungu kulo sigogileyo. So angazake ngitsho sibili ukuthi namhlanje iphelile linto, kusasa kuyabe kulungile.
Yes, sawuza kakhulu baba.
Honorable Chuma, maybe you also heard in the morning that people were complaining that they suspected that the government had interfered with social media like WhatsApp and other forums. But the minister himself, Mr. Superman Duanzira, denied this. But do you think Zimbabweans believed what the minister said after they faced all what they were saying in the morning?
I received a message from Cell One advising us that they were having challenges with their internet service provision, and they're rectifying it. And that thing lasted for about, an hour or two. But then thereafter, I remember my WhatsApp stopped functioning around 10 to 9. But by half 10 to 11, it was functioning properly the whole day. So I got a message from Chevron, in my phone, to advise us that the dear valid customers were sorry for this inconvenience that has happened, but we're working flat out. And for sure, after some time, it was restored back. So I don't think it was a government's hand in that, because a service provider actually sent a message into my phone in the morning, which I can show you anytime, giving close to me. So for us to say it was government, I don't know. But at least one thing that I know is a service provider actually sent a message to that effect.
Thank you so much. Stay on the line, Honorable Chuma Gibbs.
Mr. Chuma and Mr. Japhet Moyo and Pastor Ivan Mawarile, can you stay on the line? We'll come back to you very, very shortly. We're just taking a commercial break. I wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners, as we'll now be live streaming on our websites and Facebook pages. This is Gibbs Dubai in Washington, D.C., saying stay tuned.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.